Talking with Aaron Cook of SIU Basketball here. It's been quite the journey for you up to this point. Mm-hmm. Didn't redshirt, so freshman year you came off the bench and contributed how you could. Then sophomore year, kind of had your coming out party, getting to start because of injuries and such. And then last year you were a solid piece to the entire team. What are you looking to do this year? What are your thoughts headed into your senior year, I guess?
Really, I'm just looking forward to, you know, being whatever player this team needs me to be. You know, I want to be the point guard that can help my team to wins, regardless of if that's scoring or, you know, getting assists or whatever it is. I just want to help this team win, and that's all I'm looking forward to doing.
And like I said, a really solid piece to last year's team. Kind of flown under the radar, though. I think a lot of teams still underestimate you because of, you know, just you're that third or fourth guy on the team. Mm-hmm. What do you need to do, I guess, to step it up that other notch and let teams respect you more?
You know, I just need to be aggressive this year. I feel like last year, like you said, I was the third or fourth option. You know, we had Armand and Kavion and Sean Lloyd, so all of those guys can score. All of our new guys can score as well, but, you know, I feel like I just need to be more aggressive as a scorer and, you know, also continue to be the point guard and leader that I was last year.
You're going to have those chances being a senior now and one of the few returning guys.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Coach Mullins has done a really good job of putting me in position to be successful. And, you know, he's talked to me day in and day out about being a better point guard and a better scorer. You know, he keeps telling me to be aggressive and keep shooting the ball no matter if I'm in a slump or not. So, you know, Coach Mullins has done a really good job of staying on me.
You know, a lot of the guys on the team, you know they have to deal with the media, but they don't really want to. They're like, oh, man, do I have to? But with you, it's always been easy to talk to. You always are happy to be here and happy to listen, happy to talk. And, you know, I think for a team also and trying to be a leader, that's a great quality to have, a great trait to be able to sit down with anybody and just have a conversation. Is that something that, you know, coaches liked and your teammates have liked?
I guess you could say that. You know, like you said, I just embrace it. You know, it's a privilege to be up here and for people to want to talk to you. You know, it shouldn't be something that you dread. And I feel like for that reason, you know, I'm grateful that everybody wants to talk to me, and, you know, I'm happy to be that person that everybody comes to. But at the same time, like you said, I want to be a leader, and that's what leaders do. You know, that's what we do is we take control and we make sure that everybody follows suit.
You know what drew Ronnie and Barrett to SIU? You know, it's tough enough to get one graduate transfer, I feel like, when you're on the recruiting trail. Mm-hmm. To bring in two and of their caliber to this team when it's a brand new program, basically, first year head coach, he's bringing in a bunch of young guys, and then he gets these two veterans to also come and help you and Eric out.
Yeah. We were really excited to get those guys. You know, me and Eric were excited. We heard Northwestern. We're like, oh, okay. Now we got a chance, you know.
Yeah.
I knew Ronnie because he's from the St. Louis area already, but I already knew what kind of player he was and what he could bring to the team. So I was really excited with him and some of the other guys I knew because of, you know, just from hearing about him. You know, some of my friends from St. Louis that played against him or with him. You know, so I was really excited with all the pickups that we got, and I think Coach Mullins and the staff did a really good job of recruiting.
When you look at the potential lineups, you know, there's four seniors on this team, like we talked about. There's almost always going to be a senior out there on this in any lineup. You know, how big of a help is that going to be, especially when you're looking at everybody, all the lineups, saying, oh, we're going to have so many young guys, and then you're like, but there's at least going to be one senior at all times, if not two.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, Coach Mullins always harps on that. He always tells us, you know, if anything goes wrong, he's on us because we're the senior leaders and we need to fill that role. So with a senior always out on the floor, I feel like it's going to be very beneficial, just because, you know, we know how to lead. We've been there. We've done that, especially with Barrett, who's been in the NCAA tournament, and also with Ronnie, who's been in the NCAA tournament. You know, it's going to be huge having that experience for us on the floor at all times.
Under the new coaching staff, how's this team going to look different? Is it going to be passing more, going faster? What can we expect to see? What can you, I guess, share with us?
I would say you should expect a much more up-tempo offense. You know, we're going to pressure the ball defensively, but we're going to be sound defensively as well. I think offensively we're going to look to push it a lot more, you know, on the break, you know, looking to score in transition. And yeah, that might be it, but I mean, we got a lot more plays. So yeah, I mean, it's going to be a completely different style than we've seen the past 3 or 4 years.
To Damask, Jones, and Brown, all freshmen. You have Carrington and Ben, who kind of also is a freshman in his own sense also. But those three you've been able to kind of see as true freshmen and, you know, working out how they play their game. I mean, how great is it to have them as a foundation for this next era for SIU basketball?
Oh, it's great. You know, like I said, Coach Mullins and the rest of the coaching staff did a really good job of recruiting. These are some of the best freshmen that I've seen since I've been here. You know, they are way better than I was when I was a freshman. You know, like I told the other guys, you know, they all three can, or all of them can pass, shoot, and dribble. So, you know, it's going to be really good for them to get this experience under their belt this year. And they're all going to have to play this year. So it's going to be really good for them going forward. And I think that Saluki basketball has a good future ahead of itself.
Inaugural Sunshine Slam in Kissimmee, Florida in early November. I guess what's more exciting for you, getting to leave cold Illinois behind and be in warm Florida, or, you know, being a part of an inaugural event like the Sunshine Slam?
I'm really excited for both. You know, I love Florida. Like, I have family that lives there, so I visit there a lot, and I always go on vacation there with my friends. So, you know, I love Florida, and I think this is a really good tournament for us. You know, just being able to go out there and show what we can do early off for the first three or four games of the season. You know, I think it's going to be huge for us to make a statement early.
Thanks, Aaron.
Yep, thank you.